Time for Joe's Need to Know News on Radio Now 100.9. The Colts are in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Bengals. It's their last preseason game of the year. The Colts will open up the regular season at home again versus the Bengals on Sunday, September 9th. Look for Liv the Web Girl to be there and going cray-cray cheering. Who are you cheering on, the Colts or the Bengals?
Joel Daddy said that I can't sit with him if I try to cheer for the Bengals.
So I don't blame him.
I guess the Colts.
Liv is from Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati area. That's why she'd be cheering for them and not the Colts.
Do they have hotter players, Alex? The Bengals and the Colts?
I honestly don't know any Bengals players.
No.
I guess we'll find out whoever wins that game right there. So that's going on tonight. You can check that out on local TV here. Winter is coming, and sorry, Alex, you're not going to like it. The Farmer's Almanac bases for winter 2018 to 19 predicts above normal precipitation for the Midwest and also Great Lakes states in central and northern New England. The majority of the snowfall is expected in January and February. Indiana is firmly in the, quote, bitter cold snowy zone.
I hate it.
You can expect wintry weather through the official start of spring. So, yay!
Well, like every other freaking year. Yeah. All I do is wait for some good news. I never get it.
One day you will. How about this? How about $11,000? Would you like some money?
Yeah.
KFC wants to give you 11 grand. They want to actually pair of expecting parents. They're going to give you $11,000 towards your child's education fund, and all you got to do is name your baby Harland.
I'm going to pass.
For 11 grand, you're going to pass?
I would 1,000% do that.
For sure. In honor of what would have been KFC's founder, Harlan Sanders' 128th birthday, the chain announced the plan to donate $11,000 for the first family who names their newborn child Harland after the Colonel.
I'd rather name my baby the Colonel because that's way cooler.
Parents must visit KFC's website between September 9th and October 9th to submit the name, date, and time of their child's birth. The winner will be notified around October 15th and awarded 11 grand. And as well as a $3,850 to offset the taxes, which is nice because it sucks when you got to pay taxes. So I don't know, if I had a kid right now and I popped it out, that little boy or girl would be named Colonel instantly. Because you know what? You can change the name.
Yeah, I was going to say, imagine naming your kid that, but then you don't win.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true. It doesn't have a stipulation like, hey, only one winner. So,
right.
Yeah, that would suck. You're like, oh, crap. And this, I think, is the best birthday present ever. I'm going to put the video up online at RadioNowIndy.com. But a couple in Georgia surprised their 10-year-old foster kid for her birthday last week by telling her their adoption went through. They also adopted her 3-year-old brother and 2-year-old sister. Now, you got to listen up closely. I'm going to turn up the audio, but because they start crying. It's a really emotional video.
Careful opening it up.
She's opening up this box, like this package.
I'm going to read it.
I'm going to be adopted.
We'll always be your parents.
I love you so much. I love you. I get to take care of you and protect you and Kylie too. I love you so much.
It just, the girl is sobbing. You got to check out the video online at RadioNowIndy.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now 100.9.